still in the New Testament. 1 Chronicles 16, 8 through 10. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Lord God, I will call on your name and make known among the nations what you have done. I will sing praises to you and tell of your wonderful acts. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Your glory outshines the sun. Send me that fiery passion, that revival that can come only from you. Amen.
Today, think of on David's journey. David completed his journey back to Jerusalem with the ark and pitched a tent for it. For the first time, the glory of God was visible on the earth and not hidden behind a veil. There, David set up 24-hour worship to the Lord. Every day of the week, praises were lifted to God. God still needs worshipers like this today. Won't you be one of them?
Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms 104, 1 through 4. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and with majesty. You cover yourself with light as with a garment. Who stretched out the heavens like a curtain? He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. Who makes the clouds his chariot? Who walks on the wings of the wind? Who makes his angel spirits, his ministers, a flame of fire?
What do you worship, my friends? The Lord God? Or something else in your life? Where is the center of your heart? Because only you can answer. Where is the center of your heart?